Matthew 6:1. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. Jesus left us with the injunction at the end of Matthew 5 to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Now he says, if you do what's coming up next, you will indeed show forth that perfection of nature. And he starts talking about rewards. He first mentioned the subject in Matthew 5:12, where he stated great reward was in store for those who were persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Now he returns to it. Many Christians, I find, consider the whole thought of rewards offensive for some reason and won't talk about it. The truth is that rewards are a very powerful incentive to getting the job done in any walk of life. Rewards are recognition. A reward shows that what was done was noticed and appreciated. So we reward children when they do well at school. We give a bouquet or a medal to a runner who won the race and so on. Who do you think thought that idea up? Everything we do comes from him. When we no longer express our appreciation for someone's work or ability, they lose the incentive to do their best and standards decline. There's no point in doing our best because no one notices it anyway. Lack of praise, lack of reward, therefore, is a disincentive to achievement or reaching for something higher. God is always lavish with his praise of how he sees us, usually before we've done anything, to the point where we wonder who he's talking about. Judges 6:12. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valour." In context, here we have Gideon, a nervous young man who's hiding out in a wine press from his enemies where he's threshing wheat. An angel appears and calls him a mighty man of valour. He doesn't recognise himself as this because he knows he's hiding out there because of fear. Subsequently, he does become a mighty man as he follows God's instructions and is recorded in Scripture as a judge of the people. God always speaks to the potential and the noble in us. He never criticises or blames us, ever. There is nothing on the earth that is good and praiseworthy that didn't have its origin in the goodness, kindness, and mercy of God. So when he starts talking about rewards, we would do well to listen because something good's coming up. What he refers to here at the beginning of Matthew 6, then, is not putting on an outward show of your good deeds, showing off of making sure everyone sees what you do, because you've already had your reward. That was it. You received the recognition you craved. Religious observance for show. We're told not to do it. If you're going to do something, he says, make sure one hand doesn't know what the other hand's doing. In other words, don't make a show of it. And that's what he's saying here. What he's speaking about is something that is invisible to those around you. Only God knows about it. It's not rewarded by people because they can't see it. Rewards come from obedience, the things done from the heart. Reward is a recognition of a job well done. I'll have some of that. How about you?